Halak Yibachrim. We are standing Parshas Chayesara, right after Parshas Vayera. It's clearly these are the Parshas of Chesed. This is the Parsha where Avraham Avinu clearly says what he wants for a shidduch for his son. You don't find any focuses on anything else. At least not in the Pesukim. It doesn't say that he asked that she be this, that, or the other. What does it say? She has to be a Balas Chesed. And so obviously we're talking to Bachram here. And I want to tell you a challenge I find that Bachram have with the concept of Chesed. Most Bachram will tell you, listen, Rebbe, I don't have money. I'm not writing checks. I have money for, you know, things that, but it's not. Secondly, I don't have a house that I can host people in. I can invite people over. Chesed is when I get older, I have my own house, and I have a big fat chair with a big fat desk, and I write checks, then I'll do chesed. But chesed right now doesn't really come up. I really feel that way. Maybe sometimes it's not spoken about enough. It's such a mistake. I'll back myself up with a Gemara. There's a Gemara that says that if someone gives tzedakah to someone, he gets 6 brachas. But if someone says a nice word to uplift someone, he gets 11 brachas. So I'm not great at math, but I quickly just did the cheshbon. 11 is more than 6. So this is a mistake, that chesed has to do with how much money you have, how much power you have to influence. He said aleph bet, he's missing the boat. Chesed is about very small actions that a person does. Rivka Imenu, by the way, I don't know if you know this, she was younger than most of you. She was 3. She didn't act a chesed. I want to make something. Did she do such an earth-shattering chesed? She took a bucket and she filled the water. If a 3-year-old could do it, it wasn't so major. It wasn't saving someone's life. It wasn't like someone was in a crisis and they brought them. It was a very... Why was it such an incredible chesed, Bachram? I want to share with you something very, very geschmack. You know why it was incredible? You know the number reason sometimes people don't do chesed? If a woman came to the door outside and she told you she was with 3 little cute little kids and she hadn't eaten in a few days and she tells you, me and my kids have been traveling, we mamas haven't eaten, I'm a widow, these are orphans. Would anyone in this room not run down to the kitchen quickly and find them food and give them a drink? There's no one in this room that wouldn't do that. If you wouldn't, please stand up and leave. Now, Shogana, what's the issue? The issue is, it's earth-shattering chesed, everybody. But when there's someone who needs chesed, that's fine. He's okay. Just I can make his life a little better. Let him do it himself. You ever heard that? Like, you know, what do I have to help him for? Rivka Imenu showed us, even if someone could deal with it themselves, she'll help anyway. She was 3 years old. A bunch of big grown men come and need water. What should she have said? They said, we have water. You know what she should have said? Here's my bucket. Do it yourself. Who's masking to that horror? A 3-year-old girl has to go schlep water for a bunch of big guys? Does that make sense? So her initial response should have been like everyone else's, that's what. Do it yourself. What do I have to do it for? Oh, if Chas V'Shalom, a crippled person, Rachman Litzlan, in a wheelchair would have came, oh, of course I'll do it, because we're all tzaddikim. But I say, that's not where we need you. We need you for not nevachs. We need you for another bachur in yeshiva who could use a good word. Then, he's fine with that. He doesn't need me. Oh, if he's dying, if I see a guy not breathing, of course I'll help him. But if he's breathing, he's good. What made Rivka Imenu special was she didn't only do earth-shattering chesed. That, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. She did a chesed the person could have helped themselves. It's a very big sign, by the way. There was once a person that was fundraising. He was collecting for a Rebbe who was making a chasna who needed money. And he called up a very rich person. And the rich person says, what are you coming to me for? He has a rich brother in California. What do you want from me? And the person was fundraising. He was very broken. What's my business? He has a brother. The fact is, he needs money. So he called another wealthy guy who he's very good friends. He says, what should I do? I called somebody. He says, his brother's money. I don't need him. So this other rich guy says a very smart thing. He said, ask him the following. If, let's say, this brother, this rich guy, would call him and said, I heard you're starting a business. I want to give you a free $1 million loan for 10 years. No interest. Free. You can't take interest. For my business. For your business. Hey, would you like the loan? So, of course, the answer is yeah. He says, would he say, why are you giving it to me? You have a brother. Why don't you give the $1 million to your brother? Would he say that? Probably not, right? You would take the money happily. So he says, tell him. The whole concept, it would go somewhere else. Bachrim, Rivki Menu was the classic example where she could say, she didn't write fancy checks. All she saw was a couple of people who were tired, who could have done it themselves, and she anyway was willing to help. Bachrim, that's where a chesed is really needed. Someone walks by, goes ahead, say something nice. So why is that chesed's hard? So I heard a murder gevort. You know what the answer is? People only want to do chesed if it's going to solve the problem. That's a very big deal. If someone's sick, you could go ahead and save them. But if you just bring them a box of cookies, you just call them to see how they're doing, that's not going to solve their issue. Baka had a procedure. Let's use something that's relevant. Baka had a procedure. He's out for 2-3 days. By you calling him, is he probably just going to have no more pain and be able to walk around immediately? Probably not. If there was, everyone here would do it. But here's not that. Just call him and say, how are you doing? Abacha's absent from yeshiva for 2-3 days. 2 days. Imagine you send him a text or a quick call, how he's feeling. It's not earth-shattering. Or you might say, let someone else do it. Let his brother chill him out. Why do I have to do it? That's what makes big people. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, very interesting pasuk. I shared this word recently, that says, Pu'ulas tzadik chayim, the pu'ula of a tzadik is chayim, utfuas rosh achatos. It's a pasuk in Mishlei, and the Malbim says something absolutely incredible. I said, what does the word pu'ula mean? Anyone knows?
Action.
What does the word maisa mean? Whoops, sure, you should never be careful with Rabbi Halpern. He always has a trap. The word mice is also action. So why do we have two words to mean the same thing? Says the Heilige Malbim, pu'ula is an action that's not complete. Just a small action, but you didn't solve the problem. Mice is what? Is a complete. Says the Malbim, pu'ulas tzadikayim. You know what the difference between tzadikim and rishayim? You know the difference between people who do chesed and people who don't? People who need to do a big action, he says, Lashon Tfua is a Lashon of complete. Tfua is Rosh Achatos. The reason Rishoyim don't get around to do Chesed, because they want to do the big action. Give me, call me up when there's a crisis. You know those people? I'll get involved. We don't need you for Christ. We need you for the day in, day out. Chesed. Apula, what's going to change if I say a nice word to this guy who's going through a hard time? My friends, everything will change. You won't feel so great. It's definitely more of a thrill to save a guy drowning in the pool than saying a nice word to someone, right? But I have news for you. There are times where your word to someone else is saving, is doing more for him than saving him from the water. Because saving him from the water, maybe someone else would have found him. The good word is much harder. 11 brachas. The greatest chesed is not the greatest actions. Sometimes a good word, a good word. I heard a maisa last week. I shared this maisa last Shabbos in the shul. It's a murdering of maisa. There's a yid, his name is Reb Joey Haber. He's a very famous speaker. He was talking to last week. He spoke to a high school. And he was telling the girls in Mexico, he spoke at a high school in Mexico, I think. It was a girl high school in Mexico. And he was convincing the girls that they could do chesed. And he had very interesting ma'amakayim, a little bit of a different kind of drasha. And then he finished with an unbelievable story. I said, I want you to listen to this story. There was a bacher that got married a few years ago. And his name was Lobenstein. And he had, his grandfather came to the Sheva Brachas. His grandfather never spoke by Sheva Brachas. This time, the grandfather asked his son, I want to speak by the Sheva Brachas. Everyone was very excited. The grandfather speaks. And the Zayda, this Yid, Mr. Lobenstein, got up and said, I want to share with you a story. 50 years ago, 60 years ago, it was after the Holocaust, since my school was back a while, and I survived as a young bacher. I was 15 years old after the Holocaust, and then my parents were killed, my siblings were killed, there was no one around. And what should I do? The Askanim, the people that were involved, said you have to send them to yeshiva. That's what they did. And they sent me to yeshiva's Chaim Volozhin. Because he said, if your bacher didn't end up in yeshiva those days, in no time, he was in the streets, and boom. So I'm in Chaim Volozhin. I was learning, well, in my side, I wasn't finding any satisfaction because I was thinking about my parents and the Holocaust. He said, I couldn't focus. And I made a decision one Thursday afternoon, when I go home for Shabbos, I am not coming back to yeshiva. He packed up his bags, and he was saying goodbye to the Ilum HaYahadus. He was saying goodbye. He was sitting on the train, and a young man, a few years older than him, walks on. And he sees him, Bachi, Shibachi sits down next to him. He says, oh, what's your name? He says, Lobenstein. It's Gewaldig. He says, where do you learn Chaim Berlin? Listen to what he tells him. He says, I'm looking at you. You look like you're a good boy. You look like you're learning Stark. Kol HaKavod, just remember. Continue learning Stark. You made a very nice impression on me. And then, a few minutes later, the train stops. So Mr. Lobenstein is sharing this at the Shavuot. He says, I was so torn. I just made a decision. I'm done with yeshiva. The last thing I need is the guy tells me I look like a good boy. He said, now I'm feeling bad. Like maybe I should stay in yeshiva. The guy was telling him, you know, Bach and yeshiva, this is the most important people in the world. Anyway, he says, a whole Shabbos, he was struggling. Should I go back Sunday morning? And he says, Lamayis, I decided I got to give it another shot. If this guy thinks that I'm worth something, he went back to Brooklyn. And he says, I stayed in yeshiva, became a Talmud Chacham, married, Baruch Hashem, here's my gross son. And he says, I want to tell you who that person was. His name was Mr. Diskin, the grandfather of the Kala. The grandfather of the Kala was that young guy who told him a compliment. And he says, I want you to know, Mr. Diskin, if you hadn't done that, Izicha wouldn't be here. Izicha wouldn't have a grandson that's from. And Izicha, we wouldn't be here celebrating a from Shav Brachas together. And you know what the irony is? Mr. Diskin forgot the whole Maisa. He didn't remember. You think he remembered a train that he got on and said something nice? Mr. Lobenstein, he said, never forgot the Maisa. What was it? Was it a drastic? Was it a Maisa or a Pula? It was a. But he said, how? He's sitting there. He didn't even go special, by the way. He landed next to the guy. And he said, you know what? He looks like a younger Bacher. He was older. Let me say a nice thing. Bacher, how many times a day are you in the position to say something nice to another Bacher? You see a Bacher by break, who's not with everyone else. Come in, ask him something. A Bacher says something smart and sheer. A Bacher has a good shot. Let me say, you understand what it is? You know why we don't do it? We're all good to Bacherim. We would save them from the water. You know why we don't do it? Because it's not so dramatic. You don't feel good when you say something good to someone. It doesn't feel great. You would much rather drown your friend. No, you wouldn't want to drown him, but you would much rather, you know, find him drowning. Okay, you wouldn't want to drown. Because that's fun. Your whole life you walk around saying, I saved someone. You know, on my block, there was a kid who, when he was a little boy, my brother, the men were schmoozing in the pool. It was now a bungalow colony together. And my brother, who's seven at the time, sees something blue under the water, and he tells one of the fathers. And it turns out he saved. I know this bacher. He's married today. He's a Marbitz Torah. My brother saved his life. They used to send my brother gifts every Friday for years because they saved the kid's life. All my brother did was say, there's something drowned. And mine said, the father, they saved the kid's life. My brother told me for a year, he never felt, he said he never got down. He was amazed. He saved a life. But this bacher got married. My brother was like on a high. He came to the chasna. He was the guest of honor. Saved his mother's life. Bacher, I am not exaggerating. I'm standing here in front of an Aron Kodesh. And I'm going to tell you. There are bacherim that have saved people's lives by saying something positive. And there are bacherim that have destroyed people's lives from putting people down and saying negative things. You don't understand. The key of what impressed Eliezer was not that Rivki Meinu saved lives. It was that Rivki Meinu had the opportunity to say, do it yourself. Small little act. And she went ahead and did it anyway. The Bacher was not drowning. The Bacher was fine. You don't understand. We don't have the time. I'm out of time. If I had the time, I could stand up here and share with you. Maisa after Maisa of Bacherim who were in dangerous situations. Someone said something nice to them. It changed their perspective. And Chas v'Shalom, Fakert stories. You want to emulate Rivki Imenu. You want to understand what Avraham Avinu was looking for. Someone who's willing to do not such exciting and dramatic chesed. Like saying something nice to someone. Tolerating someone who's getting you nervous. You're nervous. Someone's rubbing you the wrong way. Saying something. By not putting them down, you save their lives. They're struggling. They know that they're not loved or liked or appreciated. And you tolerate them. You validate them. Bachrim. Basic yesoidis. Life-saving techniques that you won't get covered in this world for. When you come up to Shemayim, they're going to come up and say, Hamatzel nefesh achas v'Yisrael, yukilu kai v'lamal, you saved that life. Mr. Diskin walked around his whole life. He never knew that he saved a life. And he's one of many. Here he went ahead and got a shidduch for his granddaughter, the covered Shabbos Chayesor, you have a good shidduch ma'is in the shir. Bachrim, remember the difference between pu'ul and chesed. Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Pu'ula Tzadik Chaim. What is, listen to the Shemel's words. What does Pu'ula Tzadik Chaim mean? A small act of a Tzadik is Chaim. Tfuas Rasha Chatas. The Rasha is looking for big stuff. Make sure you're part of the Tzadik and not the Rasha. We don't need fancy. We're going to start being chesed. People, small little things that won't give us any recognition, but are going to do nothing less than saving lives. Bochrim, let's be Mechazik and have a Gavaldi Geshavas.